This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol. And joining me today is Jeannie Lester. We are on 107.7 WTPL in the Concord, Manchester, and Lakes region, as well as streaming all around the world on WTPLFM.com, which is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. And anytime during the show, you can give us a call at 866-823-1077. We'd love to hear of a new place that may be opening up, or a new place you've eaten at, or a recipe you'd like to share, or if you just want to chat with us. Again, the number is 866-823-1077. We'd also like to welcome our live audience here to the Beacon Building. We are in downtown Manchester, right at 814 Elm Street. And you can come and have lunch at Midtown Cafe and come and watch the show. We have ringside seating. Ringside seating today. And we'd also love for you to like us on Facebook. You can go to Facebook. You can go to Food for Thought with Carol. And we have a packed show today, as usual. We have coming up soon, we'll have Ray from Private Label on. Private Label does an array of services for you, for your business, from private labeling soda to apparel, embroidery, screen printing, you name it, he does it. Just to give you an idea, I called him last week to work on a to-go menu with me, and we had it done the next day.
Wow.
Him and I.
What a turnaround.
Yes. So we're going to be chatting with him. And then, of course, Julie Barron from Make-A-Wish New Hampshire will be on with us. And it is Ken Kale's 500th show.
I know.
Which is so amazing. Exciting. So that is so exciting. He will be on up after Food for Thought. And hopefully we're going to get to chat with him before that. So,
yes.
So we have
lots to talk about today. Yes, lots, and you're right. You know, the only trouble with, I love looking through the things that you can get on Private Label. But the problem with that is that any of us who ever wanted to see our name in lights, you start envisioning all these scenarios like, ooh, I could get my name on that. And someone could be carrying around my, you know, whatever. So it's rather tempting that way. But yeah, I'm excited to talk to him about that.
You know, in talking about that, and I'll just tease you a little bit because we'll talk about it when Ray's in here. I've known Ray for a long time. I've been doing business with him for a long time. And when I tell you what I used to do with the Red Arrow, all the things, oh my gosh, this will be fun. You'll see. But yes, our sponsors.
That's It'll quite a fun. Tease. That's pretty good. All right.
Boxers. Yes, we used to have Mo Boxers.
Oh gosh.
Yes. Like boxers.
See, it's all
Mo's face all over.
Okay.
From that to you name it.
Wow.
Crazy fun. Ray and I had fun together. Have fun together.
It sounds like it. Yes. And once you get those ideas kind of spinning in your head, you can kind of go nutso, and you got to get, you know, exercise some of those demons out of your head.
Yes.
But let's thank our sponsors. We want to especially thank. I'm older than five.
It's okay, Jeannie.
This one time. But thanks so much to New England Coffee, the official coffee for Food for Thought, newenglandcoffee.com, and Fallon's Furniture, the official decorator of the Green Room for Food for Thought, located in Manchester, and Lazy Boy Galleries in Merrimack, as well as Celeste Oliva, 75 South Main Street in Concord, celesteoliva.com, your source for the freshest premium extra virgin olive oils and balsamic vinegars. And they've added to their line fresh pasta and honey. Red Arrow Diners in Manchester, Milford, and now open with drive-thru in Londonderry. RedArrowDiner.com. Belmont Hall and Restaurant, which I did have the pleasure of seeing on WMUR this morning. Belmont Hall made some extra news. They are at 718 Grove Street in Manchester. Top quality foods made fresh for over 50 years. They made the news for recognizing a gentleman who had lived for 101 years. And they have a policy that for every year you are, you get that amount off your bill.
In percentage.
So because he is 101, he actually was paid a little bit of money. That's a way to go. I highly recommend a long life.
Nine.
I did. I saw it this morning. I was like, oh, stop everything. That's Belmont Hall.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. We also want to thank Integrity Health Coaching Solutions in Bedford and Londonderry, IntegrityFit.com, your coaching solutions company, and Express Jewelry Center at 44 North Main Street in Concord, ExpressJewelryNH.com, precision repair and sales.
Beautiful.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
Let's talk about, actually, you know what we need to talk about? We need to talk about what Daryl made for dinner.
Well, I do. I was like, waiting. But please don't forget this, because all you said was Daryl, and then you said you weren't going to tell me.
Oh, my gosh. Well, his work right now is a little bit slow, so he's been having a day or, you know, two off here and there. Mm-hmm. And he had yesterday off, so he said, you know, he was going to make dinner. I'm like, great. You know, I've been
perfect.
Busy, so it's awesome. This is what he made. I'm just going to hand this to you.
Oh, and I just wow.
You know, I told him,
oh,
I'm
my
like,
goodness.
Isn't that look beautiful?
It is beautiful. It's not only is that, I mean, it captures all the, it's some piece of meat.
It is Chilean sea bass.
Oh, my gosh. It is artfully displayed on this plate. And it looks like there's some beautiful spinach beside that. And what is the grain? What is under this? And a sauce. So there's quinoa blend of something, mm-hmm. and a sauce, and then this thick piece of mm-hmm. sea bass that looks like it's
Chilean
been seared.
It's like 2 inches high.
Pan seared on mm-hmm. the top.
He pan seared it, then baked it in the oven.
My gosh!
And you know, and I told him, I said, Daryl, don't forget, I'm thinking healthy, I'm eating healthy.
This
so
looks healthy.
It was all healthy. Yeah. When you're saying sauce, it wasn't really like a. It was like a chicken broth.
Yep. Yep.
With, he said, a little bit of olive oil, no butter, none of that mm-hmm. stuff. And then Daryl, he is such a great cook. He really is. And he doesn't think that he is, but he cooks like he goes by recipes. Like he had his laptop on the counter. I should have taken pictures of what
of the whole
like,
process.
It was so
yeah.
cute. It was so cute. He had all his ingredients chopped and, you know, but you know, he thinks of things that's where I'm not like creative like that, but
wow.
the juice when he put, you know, after he cooked the sea bass and the quinoa, he drained it and he kept that juice, and that's what he sauteed the spinach in.
Oh my gosh, how
so,
smart.
You know, I wouldn't think that.
To capture that flavor.
Yes.
Why waste that flavor?
Yes.
That adds something else to the spinach. Yes. That this piece of sea bass is so thick, it just looks wonderful.
It will be on the Food for Thought Facebook page.
Oh my gosh, yeah, so. This picture needs to make it. And you know my other piece of advice to you? I would call his boss and make sure that work stays slow. Yeah. If you can get dinners like this, are you kidding me? That's awesome. Awesome.
Yeah, very, very
okay,
good.
Okay, wow.
So, it was delicious. So that's what I had for dinner last night. It was awesome, and I was eating healthy, and I felt good. And,
yeah.
You know?
That's even better.
Yeah. Oh, so we're going to go from that to today's food quote.
Oh, good.
Okay?
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah, I think so.
Today's food quote, and it's a quote by Otto von Bismarck. I don't know who he is. But it's from 1815 to 1898. Yeah. Do you know who he is?
No, but Bismarck makes me think of like the donuts,
Well,
I'm sure that's not it. Go ahead.
Laws are like sausages. It's better not to see how they are made.
Amen.
And
yeah, that's probably very true.
Probably, right?
On both counts.
You know, when you think of sausages, although, you know, I went to the grocery store. I went to the grocery store. I attempted to go to the grocery store, and then I got stuck in the driveway. And Daryl had to, it took like probably 20 minutes to get me out of the driveway to go to the grocery store. I wanted to make my Weight Watcher soup for me.
Yeah.
This was like after dinner and stuff. But anyway, so what was I saying? Oh, I think I was going to talk about today's food day.
I think so. I don't know. Yeah, you were stuck. I had you stuck in the driveway trying to go to the grocery store. And then what threw me off was like your whole quest to go to the grocery store so you could make
today
not only soup but Weight Watcher soup. Go on.
Yes, my Weight Watcher soup.
Yep. Which I was going to point out that dish that Daryl made, mm-hmm. the chicken broth, mm-hmm. that's the only thing chicken broth should be used for. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, gotcha. National Mulled Wine Day.
Oh, now mulled means there are spices in it and it's been heated up?
Yes, it is pretty much, I'll just read you quickly, I won't read how much and all that, but it's mm-hmm. a dry red wine, mm-hmm. sugar, lemon juice, lemons, orange, you know, cut thick, cinnamon sticks, whole cloves, and then you put mm-hmm. it all in the saucepan and you cook it over low heat for an hour. That's it.
Don't you think of that a lot around the holidays? Yes. Like Christmas time is like a mulled wine kind of time.
I think so. I like this one better. It's it's IHOP Restaurant's National Pancake Day.
Wait a minute, but we had National Pancake Day like 2 weeks ago.
I know, I thought so too.
Or a week ago. I think they're getting a lot of, I smell something afoul.
Probably, right? Because you're right, it was Pancake Day a while ago.
Yeah, I think IHOP is taking over the world.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. Remember,
they've infiltrated the National Holiday Data Bank.
Oh, Andrew is our producer today, and he knows who Otto von Bismarck is. He was a former German Duke and Chancellor.
Wow. We have, like, the smartest people producing.
I know.
Unbelievable. Him and J-Dog, they know everything.
It's crazy.
And Bob, actually, if you think about it, all Bob three too. Of them it's chime true. In with these extra helps they that like, you sit there and think, how did they know that?
They definitely do.
Except that I'm sure they didn't look that up on the computer.
I suspect maybe, but I don't know. Who's saying? I don't know.
We'll give them the benefit of the doubt.
Yes. But,
could have been in a Cracker Jack box.
Who knows?
Do you remember getting those? And they had the little prizes in them, and you dig through all the peanuts would settle on the bottom, and then you'd get the little booklet. The prize was usually just some little sticker tattoo. And
it was fun.
Yeah,
oh my gosh, doing that. Remember getting the prize in the cereal box?
Yes.
I used to fight with my brother and sister all the time.
Yeah. Yep. We're starting kind of dumping through the cereal just to get.
Anymore?
I don't think so. Because I have not seen any. I have little guys that like cereal.
Why.
And I don't know.
I
maybe kids choking
that.
Hazard.
Maybe.
Everything's a hazard.
I know. Everything is. Everything's not good for you. Right. You know?
I saw there was somebody talking about how we're so bubble wrapped today compared to in the 70s when I was growing up. And it was doing a few remember these as an example. And one of them was jarts. Those lawn darts with the spikes on the end.
Oh, yes.
And you'd be, this is a lawn dart game to play the kids, and you'd just throw these heavy metal spikes at each other, and I mean, in the ground, of course.
And we used to do that.
Yeah.
But now, are you kidding?
Right.
Someone would kill
I remember my parents bringing my sister home from the hospital and just passing her back and forth between that. We had a station wagon. Oh, you want to hold the baby? Sure. I mean, nobody was belted in. It just
That's
wasn't
true.
A deal.
That's yeah. true.
So
we all made it, right?
We did.
I don't know.
So far.
Okay, well, I think it's time to go to break. And you're listening to Food for Thought. We're live at the Beacon Building at 814 Elm Street. And when we come back, we're going to be in studio with Ray from Private Label. You can look him up on the web at plspecialties.com. And stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 1077 The Pulse.
Welcome back to Food for Thought. We are live at the Beacon Building in downtown Manchester, right at 814 Elm Street. If you haven't had lunch yet or you're walking by the sidewalk right now, you can pop right into these doors and come and have lunch at Midtown Cafe, and you can have a ringside seat to the show.
Ringside seat. Because we're going to start taking swings at each other, and we're much more hospitable than that.
Yes, we are.
But
you can come on down, and you can ask for a Food for Thought spatula if you'd like. We'll give you one. It's even pink. Carol's colors.
It's Carol Pink.
Yes. And I'd like to welcome our first guest today to Food for Thought. Let's welcome Ray from Private Label Specialties. Welcome, Ray.
Hi. Thank you for inviting.
Yeah, I'm glad that you're here. And so let's let people know, what do you want to say about Private Label Specialties?
Well, the main part of the company is a beverage company that deals with 15 different beverages and spring water that we private label it in a concept to bring in more business. So it helps them out. But what I really like to talk about today is the expansion that we're currently doing right now in our embroidery and apparel division, where I'm happy to say that we're one of the very few places that I know of. I actually can't think of anybody else that can screen print, embroider, direct-to-garment printing, foil printing, and applique. We do digitizing and all of our screens and graphics right in-house. Handling small orders from 6 to 36 pieces, all the way up to large ones, which last week we did an order for over 20,000 imprints.
So if I was doing like a small size family reunion or a small size event that I wanted to get some T-shirts for.
Yeah, we do many of those.
And I needed like maybe 8 or 10 of them, can accommodate me.
Yes. A lot of times that's a perfect for our direct-to-garment printing. And a lot of people will come over and they'll actually bring us a picture of their family. and we'll crop that out and put it onto the shirt with the reunion's date on it and such.
Nice.
So I'm sure you do a lot of some of the more traditional company things, like a company jacket with the employee's name on it, or,
yes,
you know, something like that.
Yep.
But then are there folks that kind of wander in and say that we know we want something to identify ourselves as a group, and we're not quite sure where to go with this? I mean, are you able to then kind of help steer them into some creative,
yes,
avenues? And what are some of the...
One of the things, we do have three designers on house, so we can come up with some idea if you don't have anything currently. But one of the things I come up with is what I call my widget program, which is if you had the perfect thing, what would it cost?
Mm-hmm.
And if you had the perfect thing at the perfect cost, how many would you need? And then what's it for? And then we can go into it, because we have access to go over 750,000 different items, so we can screen print, embroider, or embellish in some sort of way. It's an access of a conglomerate of different people. If you want pens, we get them from Bic Pens, because they make great pens, and et cetera.
Sure. You know, it's such a good idea on a couple of levels, not only, as you said, as a business builder, because you've got this permanent advertisement that people either wear or set on their desk or whatever they're doing with something, but also for the small business owner. I had started a small business years ago, and I had just a hat printed with the business logo on it and a couple pens, and there's just something about having that item with your business name on it. I still have those items. I won't let anything happen to them, because there's that sense of pride and like, okay, this was me. It legitimizes kind of what you're doing or trying to do. Are you seeing more on the side of the small business owner, or is it larger companies, or, you know, private citizens, or is it a pretty even blend?
It's an even blend. I mean, we don't steer ourselves. Certainly, I'd like the larger orders.
Sure.
But we don't steer ourselves out of any of the small businesses. We'll help each other, anybody out, as far as the marketing and branding themselves, and we'll explain our philosophies, which is basically you need to keep your name out there, mm-hmm, in as many different ways as possible, so that when the time comes when they need to think about something, they think about you. It's a funny thing, but here's a question. Where's the first place you look if you needed a plumber?
The internet.
What do you think?
Google.
No, saying that's the second place. Actually, that's the third place. The first place you look is in your mind.
Oh, sure.
If you don't have a plumber in your mind, mm-hmm, then you might ask a friend. That's the second place.
Mm-hmm.
Or you go to the third place, which is Google or your internet. The trick is to be in that first place, and you eliminate your competition.
There you go. Top of name, top of mind, name,
yeah,
recognition.
Because if basically humans are lazy in the normal sense, where if I know a plumber in my head,
mm-hmm,
I'm not even going to type it out in the internet. I'm just going to call a plumber. And that's how it works. That's what I do for my customers, is I get the name out there so that when they think of something, it's in their head.
Mm-hmm.
And then I eliminate the competition.
There you go. And then in doing that, I think, Carol, you mentioned there were some very creative items that you had come up with to...
Well, let me just say that, you know, when you walk into any one of the three Red Arrows,
mm-hmm,
Manchester, Milford, or Londonderry, any of my marketing that is in there, from cups to menus to go menus. What else, Ray?
Shirts, aprons.
Shirts, T-shirts, aprons, sweatshirts, mugs, huge, regular mugs, campfire mugs, is all done by Ray.
Hmm.
So all pretty much all my marketing is, you know, is done by private label.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So then what are some of them? Oh, go ahead.
Well, no. And I mean, what I was saying before, like, you know, that right there, that's private label, you know, over
which
the
that
years,
right there is a little coaster, which is neat. It's not like a court coaster. It's a flexible plastic coaster that
it's
I
meant
put
as a
my,
jar opener.
Yeah, it's like a jar opener.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
I've been using it as, okay, well, so it's a multi-purpose jar opener.
I've been using them as both things. See, at the diner, we serve his private label root beer.
Yeah.
And the girls, you know, sometimes with their hands, it's just a little hard, so they have those to twist them.
They also serve as great coasters to sop up the dew from your drink and to make it so that if your cell phone is on vibrate, it doesn't make that horrible jarring noise on the countertop. If you're on the radio, you put it on the little coaster thing and it's kind of muffles
it. It's the official coaster of Food
for Thought. Absolutely.
But over the years, you know, Ray and I, we've been working together for a long time. And it's so funny because when the two of us get together, it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
We have a good time. You know, I'll call him and go, okay, I want to do this or I want to do that. I mean, I've kind of settled down over the years. But remember at the beginning, all the crazy things we used to do?
I mean,
you know, tags for the kids. What would you call them?
Dog tags.
Dog tags for the kids. You know, he did the diner. Don't you still do the diner?
Yes.
Doodles? Doodles for the kids.
And the tattoos.
Tattoos. We have Mo tattoos for the kids.
Awesome.
You know, just boxers, like I said, we used to have for, you know, for customers. And, you know, I mean, you know, over the years, you see what sells, what doesn't sell. So, you know, as a business owner, you need to scale down. And I, mm-hmm. you know, I got to calm down sometimes. But we do a lot over there. And then I'll come up with an idea or he'll come up with an idea. And, you know, he'll call me and say, hey, I just came across this and, you know, let's do this. And I'm like, yeah, let's try it. And, you know, next thing you know, it's delivered to the office. And then my account controller yells at me and, oh, boy. But, yeah, no, we have a good time. You know, we're going to go on a short break. And we will be right back. We are in studio with Ray from Private Label Specialties. You can check them out on the web at plspecialties.com. They are your source, really, for any of your marketing needs from, you know, family to business to big business, small business, you know, anything. So stay tuned. Food for Thought will be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Carol, joining me is Jeannie Lester. We are live at the Beacon Building at 814 Elm Street in downtown Manchester. So if you haven't eaten lunch yet, you can come on down and have some delicious lunch. Today she has a chicken tortilla soup, which really looks very good.
That sounds good.
At first I thought, is there tortillas in there? Is it fattening? But it doesn't look fattening. There's black beans in there and some corn, and it's a beef broth, I think, and it looks really good. It's really good. So anyway, you know, every time I hear that mealtime is milk time.
Yes.
I always think
you
of
picture J-Dog and Ken doing it together.
I think that's
maybe
hilarious.
There's a slight possibility we could get them to do that for us live.
I know. That would be cool.
That's something
I would love
for.
To see them
yes.
do that because I every time I hear that, I think of them. So anyway, we are in studio with Ray from Private Label Specialties, and we're talking about his business and all that he has to offer from screen printing to embroidery. What else are those called, Ray?
Applique, direct-to-garment printing, and foil printing.
I never realized there was so many different. I didn't know about the foil printing. That's interesting.
There's different techniques. Recently, or actually, it's been a little over a year now, that a good friend of mine and with a lot of experience, 25 years experience in screen printing, Craig Mandeville, was joined our company. And is now running the apparel division. So he's truly bringing in a lot of different neat ideas.
It's that's like, so cool.
Yeah. So it's depending upon where the imprint is embellished on the garment, whether it's down on a hip or if it's on the side or if it's a random print. Depending on the size of the print, he's got a lot of expertise in what he can do and what makes it look great. And he's the one that actually brought the applique and the foil printing.
Ah, okay. All right. Now, do you have a special maybe out for the listeners?
I mean, if anybody places an order for T-shirts this month, I'm going to offer them something I've never offered before, which is I'm going to give them 50% in additional free goods. So
that's awesome.
That is very good.
Oh, my gosh. Can I take advantage of that?
Sure.
I'm just kidding.
If you ordered 36 shirts, you're going to get another 18. If you order 144 T-shirts, you're going to get another 72. So
that's awesome. And how are they going to get that special? How will they get that?
You have to call up, and you can either ask for Craig at our phone number is 888-669-6632. You can ask for Craig, or you can reach him at craig@plspecialties.com. And you have to mention that it's the Food for Thought special.
There we go, Food for Thought special. Okay, so listeners, again, that's 888-669-6632. or craig@plspecialties.com. And any order that you put, whether, you know, if it's 50, you get an extra 25, so you get 50% more on your order. That's great.
That is fantastic.
Yeah, something I've never done before, so I'm interested in seeing the results.
There we go. So, listeners.
And it's a great month for T-shirts, even though there's still snow out there. I read it earlier. It's like 15 more days till springtime or something.
I know. It seems a little hard to believe, but
it does. And it's funny because my little guys think that you can go by the calendar. They're like, when does spring start? And I'm like, to try to explain to them that, well, okay, we call the start of spring, you know, this date, but that doesn't mean that it's going to magically happen.
I know.
I
mean, the snow baking.
God will decide when the snow stops.
So high. Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah. It's just crazy. You can't even see. I mean, you know what I don't like? And, you know, the bottom of my hill, I live on Wardley Road, and when you come down to the bottom where mm-hmm. the little market is, mm-hmm. you have to pull out almost to the middle of the road.
Yeah.
And, yes. you know, you'd think that people would understand. I mean, I'm not pulling out to
pull
out and
jerk.
Be, you
yeah.
know, I mean, they go by and they're like, you know, going like this. I'm like, oh my gosh,
yeah.
really?
Yeah.
Like, I can't see. Don't
it's
you understand?
It's winter. Yes.
My daughter actually got into an accident right in
did
front of that store.
Did she?
For that,
so
that same
dangerous.
Reason.
But you know what the worst thing about that store is too? On the, I don't, what is it called at the bottom of the hill? Is it Mass Road? It's Mass Road, right?
Or, no. No.
It's like a connection to Mass
yeah.
Road, but you know what I'm talking
yes.
about. Because you know when the delivery drivers deliver to that store, they park right there on that road, so it makes it even worse. It's like you're almost
yeah.
across the street, and it's that happens a lot. But anyway,
yeah, it'll melt. I know there was nothing more exciting than I think it was yesterday, the day before, seeing a puddle.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, wait, that means the sun was actually out warm enough to start some melting.
It's true. Mm-hmm. It's true. So Ray, what else? Let's just you know, I know you wanted to talk a lot about, you know, your apparel and you know what I have to say, Jeannie.
Mm-hmm.
I was there last week because Ray, you know, like I said earlier, you know, Ray is also great for, you know, of course I have his cell phone, so I just called directly.
Yeah.
And I say, Ray, the diner needs to-go menus like really bad. We opened up Londonderry because we've never had we had to-go menus way in the past, but then we decided we wanted to be green, and then people were. They were pretty receptive of it because, I mean, everybody has a phone and you can look up the menu. And
sure.
for the most part, it was working. But, you know, when you open up a new place and people want to pass it around
right.
and
get
there's
out.
A lot of truckers there. So the truckers want to take the menu to pass that around to people, too. So we just all collectively decided we need to get some to-go menus. So I called Ray. And, I mean, that was what, last Wednesday?
Last Wednesday.
And then Friday, you weren't here Friday, but you were with your children. Ray came in and delivered me my menus.
Wow.
Boom, done. I mean, and we sat the day before and
yep.
did the graphics on it and figuring it out and, you know, and
quite
boom.
A turnaround.
It's a
wow.
huge turnaround. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a lot of synchronicity between her thoughts and mine, so I know what I kind of know what she likes, and so when I'm doing something,
mm-hmm.
I had a couple of pages already designed for her when she came to my office, and then when she liked them, I knew the direction was in the right direction, so then I just finished it off. But.
Well, we think a lot alike, really. We kind of have the same, you know, come up with the same ideas a lot of the time. And, you know,
right.
So.
And, you know, I do pride ourselves in the quick turnarounds. In most of the stuff in the apparel, whenever you talk to it, a lot of times people will explain to you that it's a 2 or 3 week turnaround.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to say that most of the times we do it within a week. We can do it in as little as a day.
Okay.
If we need to. So.
Wow. Wow. That's amazing. And, you know, is that one of the things that customers are most surprised about once they, let's say it's a new customer, they're dealing with you for the first time. What are they most surprised about?
Yeah. I can remember back when there was a customer that came up to us and was looking for some shirts on a Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have some coats with their name embroidered on it for on a Thursday. And so they went to somebody else, and it was been 3 weeks. And they explained to them there was going to be another 2 weeks. And they came to us. I took the order on Thursday, and I delivered it on Friday. Because not that I want to do that every time, but I'd like to show our strength. And one of our strengths is that we can turn things around rather quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I actually just heard from another one of your customers. And he says that you do a great job with not only your quick turnaround, but with embroidery and water bottles.
Yeah. Care to share who that
yes,
is?
Yes, Mark. Yes.
Oh, okay. Mark Lester.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Gotcha.
He Very high, sings high praise.
Yes.
Of yours.
Yes, I know him very well.
Yes.
Do you know who Mark Lester is?
Yeah, I do.
That's her husband.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
The connection.
I'm like, I didn't think you knew the connection.
I didn't connect that one up. Wait a second here.
Yeah. But he has, every time I go, you know, stop by and see him, then I've got a water bottle with their company name on it.
And yes.
So it is. It's there's so many different ways to put your company out there and to have people be talking about you. And just like you said, that top of mind.
Yeah.
Name recognition.
That really is the trick. It's just to get it out there, because it's whenever you advertise something, it's not to get the person to jump then, but it's just to reaffirm in the mind. The number one logo that's recognized all across the world in every place you can mention is Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
And they advertise every single day. Why would you think you need to advertise Coca-Cola? Everybody knows it.
Right.
As soon as they stop, Pepsi will take over that first position.
That's true. That is.
They have to stay there. You have to keep that imprinting in their minds, so when it comes up to it, whether it's a Coca-Cola or a place to eat or a plumber or an electrician, you got to keep them inside your mind.
You got to keep that brand.
Right.
Yeah.
You have to keep it right in the forefront.
Right.
Yeah. And it's that, yes, that repetition and having it always there.
Yeah.
The advertising is important.
Mm-hmm. For those of you tuning in, you are listening to Food for Thought. We are live at the Beacon Building at 814 Elm Street, and we are in studio with Ray from Private Label Specialties. And Ray, let's just repeat your special that you are giving just to our listeners.
Yeah, if you place a T-shirt order the month of March, and you can call in to 888-669-6632. You can ask for Craig, or you can email him at craig@plspecialties.com. Mention the Food for Thought special and order some T-shirts, which is a great giveaway for the springtime, and you'll get 50% free goods on your order. So if you order 100, you'll get 50 more free.
That is a great deal.
Absolutely.
And, you know, listeners, what I will do, for those listeners out there that have liked Food for Thought, because there's quite a few of you, because we're nearing 1,000 right now, which is amazing, which I think is great. I'm going to have the special posted right onto our website, onto the Facebook page. Amy now is working on a brand new website for us, too, so that'll be coming soon. But you can go to the Facebook, and I'll have that special posted there as well. And you know what I wanted to mention, too? You know, over the years that I've known Ray, I've known you, 27 years? 26 years?
It's 1992.
Jesse was born in 92, so that's 23 years.
Yep.
23 years. And, you know, you started in your small area, and I was there last week. And, I mean, I don't go that often, but, you know, in the early years I was there more often. But, you know, it seems like every few years he takes over the next space. And then he took over the next space. And then he took over the next space. I mean, I went in last week and he, you know, says, come on, I want to show you something. I was like floored when I went into the embroidery room.
Yes.
That was so impressive.
Yeah, we upgraded the embroidery room. We doubled the size of the embroidery room. So we have 2 6-heads, a 4-head, and 2 single-head machines.
It's amazing.
With the ability and the space to actually increase it to another 6-head machine. So as our business grows, we can expand that. But the big expansion is in our screen printing. Because the investment I want to make over the next year is to increase our capacity into screen printing so that we can do more of the larger orders. It's really nice when you're keeping the screen printing going, and the connections that Craig's has and the abilities that he can produce has really allowed us to expand it. Because before Craig came on board, we were running it more as a hobby with ourselves, because our main focus was on the beverages. But now with Craig in there and seeing how he can really take charge of what we can do and the abilities and the processes, I made the investment to add the extra space, and so we'll actually be able to go from being able to print on a manual machine, you're printing 40 to 60 shirts an hour, to print on an automatic machine, to printing 400 to 500 shirts in an hour. And I want to get 2 automatics.
Wow.
So we're going to be...
That's a lot of shirts.
Yeah.
That's a lot of shirts. That's excellent.
I really wish it was in place back when the Patriots won, because I lost about a 12,000 piece order because of that.
Wow. Well, you'll get it next time.
Yeah.
Next year.
Yeah.
Next year. There we go. And, you know, listeners, let's just go over We only have like probably a minute or two left, but you know, the beverages, because I know we didn't touch upon the beverages very much, but like, you know, we use his private label beverages, the Woot beer, and what are the kind of flavors that you have? Because I mean, our cut, like, and certain, you know, certain places, like, there's certain flavors.
Yeah, the Woot beer is by far the flagship. It's,
yes.
It's at least 60% of all my beverage sales, and that's including water.
And so it's delicious Woot beer.
The Woot beer.
And for people who don't understand, that means that your label, your company label,
oh, yeah,
is on this bottle of root beer.
Yes.
So you're selling it as Red Arrow Diner Root Beer, or
yes,
you know, whatever the company is, and you can do that with other beverages, correct?
Yeah, I compare it to a Federal Express van. When anybody asks, whenever I ask anybody if they've seen a Federal Express van, the answer is yes. And technically, all they saw was a Ford or Chevy with Federal Express on it.
Right.
Same thing here. You want to be able to promote your name in front of the customer, because as many times as they can see your name in front of them is just implanting that image in their head.
Mm-hmm, that's
you
right.
Want to stay with it.
That is right. Well, Ray, thank you so much for coming on, and it was great hearing about private label again, and it was an education as usual, so thank you. And listeners, I will have the special. Any t-shirt order that you place, whether it's you know, 50 or 100, you will get 50% in addition to for free. So Craig at PLSpecialties.com, and I will have it on Food for Thought Facebook page. Stay tuned. Food for Thought will be back